Good evening. This is a short story called The Bus from the Hospital. It was inspired by a conversation that I overheard on the bus. The bus from the hospital. They had calendars with kittens on them in the pound shop. 99p, said Barb. Mary made a round shape with her mouth. Cheap? For next year, were they? They wanted £4 for them in Oxfam. Same ones. Barb took off her scarf and stuffed it into her handbag. The bus was warm. She strained round in the seat to look behind them. Aud? Audrey? You all right? She's all right, said Mary. She's asleep. You all right, Aud? Want to sit up here? She likes to face the front. Barb twisted back round. Did you hear what he said when we left? She whispered. Mary was looking out of the window. The 12 pins. Funny names they give these pubs. They should just let me die. That's what he said. What's pins got to do with pubs? Poor old Aud heard him. I could see her face. Mary sniffed. Well, he's in a lot of pain. It was cruel to say that to his own wife. She wobbled when he said it. Got my arm under hers quick smart. He always did speak his mind. What was it he used to call us? The ugly sisters. His own sisters-in-law. Barb brought her handbag closer to her like a shield. He's lucky we visit at all. We couldn't let her go up there on her own. Didn't look like himself, I thought. Smaller. He was a big man. Mary took a packet of mints out of her handbag and poked them towards Barb. Too good-looking for his own good. Barb took a mint and placed it on her tongue. Too good-looking for Aud. She should never have gone and fallen for him. A plain man doesn't wander. They stuck it out, 50 years. She stuck it out. Stuck by him, which is more than many would have. It's a long time, 50 years. Mary sighed and watched a woman with a pram on the pavement. He never appreciated her. They used to sit there of an evening, never a word. There isn't much left to say after all that time. You and me have plenty to say. Barb nudged Mary. It's different for sisters. Not all sisters. Aud got quiet after they married. He took the life out of her. Mary looked round. He said we bullied her. She told me that once. He said she should stand up for herself. We want what's best for her. We're family. Do you know what he said to me when he was diagnosed? You'll have a few yourselves now, that's what he said. I said I didn't know what he meant. Barb tutted. Well, of course we'll look after her. She can't be rattling round that house on her own. She's better off coming up ours. Andy said, now you can get your claws into her, over my dead body like you always wanted. Then he said, it's my lungs has got me, not you two harridans, and he thumped his chest. Harridans, bloody cheek, whatever it means. Nothing polite if I know him. She'll be well rid of him. Barb looked over her shoulder again. Look at her, worn out. Mary didn't look round. I was out of that room last, and he grabbed my arm. He whispered, I think he said, I miss her. Never a word when she was there. I miss her. He wouldn't have said that. Not him. I thought I should tell Aud. You heard wrong. You shouldn't say nothing. She'll be happy back up with us. We can stop in at the pound shop. Get her one of those calendars. A new start.